Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 1st of May, 1969. Today is also Mother's birthday. I did not forget it. I sent her a card. It wasn't a birthday card because I didn't have one. But I sent her a card and a check. At least she knows I was thinking about her. Of course, I only mailed it today, so she probably won't get it for a few days. And I haven't been able to find any mailers for my little tapes, but I think I'll use one of the boxes that you sent to me. I'll put a label on it outside it and put that in the mail to send this tape on its way. I know it's been a while since I made a tape to you, just over a week. It has been busy, Duchess, real busy. I was trying to think of some of the highlights since the last time I spoke with you. You probably are getting some of the radio on this tape. I hope it isn't too loud. I have the radio on, and I'm sitting right on the bed, and the radio is right next to the bed, so perhaps some of it is carrying over. It's about 8 o'clock here. Today is, I don't know what day. Today is Friday. Is it? No, it's Thursday. Thursday. Oh, mercy. Today's Thursday. And I just got home from work about an hour ago. And I sat down and read the paper. It's probably the second or third paper I've had a chance to look at. As usual, the schedule has been very heavy, and there has been little free time, particularly the last couple of days, because it's the end of the month, or I should say the beginning of the next month, and of course all the reports are due. And because of the poor handling, and because of the sloppiness that has been allowed to exist in the club, it was necessary for me to write up a lot of reports and make statements covering myself on them. In other words, the financial report, I couldn't balance it out because the figures from last month were not true figures. That, you know, the monies didn't exist. The prize inventory was about almost $60 off. In other words, there were not prizes for prizes that were mentioned. They just weren't there. They hadn't existed as far as 2 or 3 months ago, according to Linda, because she said she never saw the prizes. Anyway, things of this nature. So I have been very careful in making note of everything, you know, and including it in the reports. But it's just so time-consuming. The reports are bad enough themselves. But then when you have to do all this extra stuff, you know, it just adds more time onto it. And, of course, all of it is in between the regular duties that go on all day and people dropping in all the time. But I do feel pleased that little by little, Duchess, things are straightening out. It's going to take a while for everything to be the way I would like it, but I have done a great deal, and I'm pleased about it because I can see a big change in 1 month. The biggest change that needed to be made was the attitude of the staff that was working there and still is working there, which only consists of three GIs and Linda and I. Everybody had a lackadaisical, I don't care, so what's the difference, why bother attitude. And it's very hard to change this overnight, but I see all of them coming along, taking a little bit of pride in their work and in their service club. So this is my big push. And let's see, what else have I done? I've played bridge, I think, two or three times since I last talked to you. So that's pretty good, I think. Sam Griffith. His name is actually Jesse Sam Griffith. He's a doctor. I think I mentioned him before. He's very kind about picking me up and taking me to have supper over at the 222nd mess hall, and then going next door to the very, very small, little, tiny room that's called the officer's lounge there. And we usually get a game of bridge going. As I've said before, these men are, for the most part, excellent bridge players. They really are. I mean, they quote the books at the pages. And at first I hesitated playing, but they're very kind to me, and they put up with a lot of nonsense. We haven't won too much. As usual, I'm either in the wrong suit, or I've overbid at my hand, or I've... You know, I can play a hand well. Sam says I play an excellent hand, but I cannot speak with the bidding, and I think you will understand this very well. I mean, I say one club, you know, and the next thing I know, we're in six no trump or something. anyway, I do enjoy playing, and we will play again prior to Sam going home. He leaves in about 30 days. So that I enjoy, you know. Also, I don't know if I mentioned this to you on a previous tape. He gets around a bit because he has medical units here, there, and elsewhere. I don't know the location by name. I forget, Duchess, but remember reading back, a short while ago there was an article, but a year or so ago there was an article about the doctor, the female doctor, Pat Smith. She's working up north somewhere. I think it's about 300 miles from here. Anyway, from time to time he gets a chance to go up there, and he said he would take me, because I asked him about it, and he said, oh, Ann, I get there every once in a while. It's one of his units or something, I don't know. And so he said, sure, he'd try to arrange it before he went home. So I can hardly wait. We have to go up in a fixed-wing plane, because it's about a three-hour ride, I think. So I hope it comes off. In fact, you have to have orders here to fly in a fixed-wing plane. You don't need any orders to fly in a chopper, but you do the fixed-wing. So I hope, I requested orders be made up. Well, they should be made up anyway. We're supposed to have them. But like everything else we're supposed to have in that club, we just don't have. So I hope that comes off. I think that's, you know, exciting and interesting and worthwhile. Let's see. I should mention, I meant to write a note in between the tapes, because I mentioned the cast on my foot the last time. It's fine. This cast is just like it belongs there. The cast has never given me... Oh, wait, here's the song, Duchess. You gotta hear. You hear that song? The famous song of all GIs overseas, I Wanna Go Home. This cast, Duchess, I didn't want you being concerned about it, because I really and truly have ignored the cast. The crutches I could not manage. I only lasted one evening on the crutches, really, and I threw those away. But the cast I just drag around with me. It has not prevented me from doing 5 minutes of work. I get on and off three-quarter ton trucks, deuce and a halfs, and tonight one of the boys, Mike Crowell, gave me a ride home on his water truck, and that's a great big monster. I just climb up. And so I didn't want you to think I had any discomfort, or there's no pain at all. I haven't had any pain with this foot. As long as I walk on it, I'm fine, you know. And the cast is dirty. That's the only thing. It's got mud, and it's got tar on it. It has some names on it. A few people have signed it. I really am thinking about painting it. I only have to keep it on another few days until Tuesday. I could go Monday, but Monday I plan on going down to Saigon. So probably Tuesday I'll go up to Long Bay and get the cast cut off. They cut it off. The only time I really realize I even have it on anymore is in the evening. Well, when I go to bed at night, because I turn over in my sleep, or, you know, sometimes I want to turn and I forget it's there, or if I do turn it, I bang it on the other foot. That other foot is going to be broken at the rate I'm going. But other than that, I'm hardly aware that I have it. In fact, most people have said, oh, wait till it starts to itch. It'll drive you crazy. Well, it itches just a tiny little bit, but the cast is loose enough, Duchess, that my leg can maneuver about, oh, maybe a half inch, you know, so that when it does itch, I just move the leg up and down in the cast, and that takes care of the itching. So I really have had no complaints with this cast. As I say, it's heavy, and I drag it, but it just goes with me. I have no choice in that matter. let's see. We had a couple of cookouts here. We had this outside grill. It's really quite primitive. But a couple of nights, somebody manages to get steaks. There's Boku steaks. Over here, Boku is a very popular, of course it means many or much, you know, but it's left over from the French influence, Boku. Anyway, we do manage to get steaks frequently, and it's very easy to come home, throw them on the grill, and put some charcoal on, you know, and we have charcoaled steaks. We've had two or three at least this week. And today it's has rained a bit, so I think the charcoal will be wet. Turn over, Duchess.